Welcome to the IDP Nation update. This is your host, Hollywood. Some breaking news today in the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game. We saw TJ Watt leave the game with some kind of upper chest injury, arm injury, and it looks like as he was coming off the field that he mumbled, "I've tore my pec," or "my pec's torn," or something to that nature. If that's the case, it's really bad news for fantasy owners. The injury, of course, the more severe, the longer it's going to take him to rehab it. These thing types of injuries have been known to keep players out for big major chunks of season, if not the whole year. So this is definitely something to watch, to keep an eye on. And it's a loss of wattage for that defense, right? Especially as the pass rushing group. So it's a good thing they brought in Ogunjobi, right? Because they were kind of lacking, that allows them to move Cameron Hayward inside along with those guys, Chris Wormley and all those guys. So they don't really want to have to put him on the outside edge. In-house candidates to replace Watt, the immediate one is Malik Reed, who come over from Denver. They let him go after three seasons, and he was a decent pass rusher for them. Played in 45 games, 34 starts, has made 123 tackles, 74 solos, 15 for a loss, 30 quarterback hits, 15 sacks. That's the number we're looking at, right? 15 sacks with two forced fumbles, a recovery, and two pass deflections. And he's experienced in being that outside linebacker type player, that edge, instead of a hand-in-the-dirt defensive end type. And I think this will be all right with Pittsburgh. This is what they brought him in for, is to be a backup, to be a good security piece for them. And now we're going to find out if they made the right decision, and I think they did. I mean, he had two sacks as a rookie. He had eight in 2020, and then he had five last year. I think his numbers went down a little bit last year because Bradley Chubb was hurt so much and didn't have that other guy to take the pressure off of him, right? So if you're looking for an immediate replacement, I would go scour your waiver wires and look for Malik Reed. I would also look for, as I mentioned, Larry Ogunjobi. He's probably already snatched up. Reed, I'm going to guess, is available in almost all leagues, unless it's super deep leagues. Now, if you're getting in your super deep leagues, he's probably not quite as available as he would, let's say, redraft or shallow leagues, right? So it'll be interesting to see if they bring anybody in. I don't quite expect them to. And if they do, I don't know who it would be at this point, because there's not a lot of names out there, right? There's not a lot of big talent. Everybody's kind of signed right now. They may bring in some pieces for depth, may kind of look at veteran type players. Excuse me. Just kind of looking over their current roster. They have Isaiah Loudermilk from Wisconsin, who was a fifth round pick last year. That's not going to help them immediately right now. You're looking at Hamilcar Richard Jr., who they picked up this year. He's not ready. Just keep on scrolling down here. Sorry, I'm trying to look at these. Malik Reed is definitely the biggest in-house candidate. They just have, they don't have a lot of depth. And that's one reason they brought Malik Reed in, was to be that rotational piece, that backup. in case something happened. And unfortunately, it happened week one, right? You know, a lot of times we get to talking about preseason injuries and all the bad things that happen there, but in preseason, you can kind of plan, right? You've still got time. The season hasn't started yet, so you still got a little time to make some moves or trades or whatever you need to move. And even if you're an NFL team, same thing. Try to get somebody in, work them out, make a trade or whatever you need to do. But when it happens in season, especially in the first week or so, it's like a gut punch to you, especially when it's your star player. I didn't see this coming, but I did feel they would be a regression from TJ Watt. Many of my listeners and followers have heard me talk about it before, that when you hit 20 sacks, there's a tail off. There's a huge drop off. And I think you've peaked. This goes back to what triggered this goes back to Aaron Donald when he hit 20 sacks. I think when you hit that magic number, there's a huge drop off coming the next year and the years after. Only a few people have even gotten close. JJ Watt was one. Mark Gastineau, Reggie White were a couple that got really, really close to having back-to-back 20 seasons, sack seasons. So I think his value was dropping anyway. I don't think you were going to, you know, this the offseason was the max time to get max value out of him. Excuse me, I'm still getting over COVID a little. With the season started, when preseason's that stuff, I think that kind of stopped it. Your window to sell at a maximum profit was gone. And I don't know that you're going to get that now. I think, especially with this injury, that's just killed it for at least half the year, maybe all the year, the whole year. And then let's say he misses the whole year and comes back next year, you're still not going to get maximum value because people are going to want to see him return to the TJ Watt that he was before. So I think your max value sell high window is gone. Go check your waivers. Look for Malik Reed. He's going to be the in-house candidate. 15 career sacks. I know that's not huge, but the fact that he had 8 sacks 2 years ago, that was a really good season for him. 50 tackles, 34 solos, 8 sacks on 17 quarterback hits, 8 TFLs, and a forced fumble and a pass deflection. So if you can get those type of numbers out of him, you're going to be happy with it. Pittsburgh's going to be happy with that. And that being this early in the season, I think he can be an 8 to 10 sack guy for you. So bad news, unfortunately, for TJ Watt and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I hate to see a player get hurt anytime, but it's really unfortunate when it's at the beginning of the season like that. Luckily for them, they do have Malik Reed in-house to where they can try to do some things, right? So go check your waiver wires. Hopefully this will you'll get lucky and you'll be able to pick him up off of waivers. It's not question nothing. I would even look for maybe possible trading. If you're making a trade, see if you can get him thrown in if somebody has him rostered. And see, get a price check value there and see what happens. So, like I said, unfortunate news today for TJ Watt owners and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it's not as severe or as bad as we think or it looks like. You know, like I said at the beginning, depends on the severity of the tear, on how long he could be out. And I've seen these things keep players out for the entire season. So hopefully it's not that bad. Maybe it's just a minor tear or it's a pull would be the best thing for us or for him if it was a pull where they could maybe rest him a few weeks or whatever and get him back. But if it's a tear, then that's not good. And that's going to have to take some time to get healed over. But just wanted to give you an update on this. TJ Watt out with what appears to be a torn pec. go get Malik Reed and add him to your IDP portfolios. Good luck on the waiver wire and on the season.